So, ladies and gentlemen, God is telling us, hearken ye that follow after righteousness and he that seek the Lord. Look to the rock. Look backwards and see where and how. Pastor David has been in Jamaica. You will always have to honor him. I mean, the day anybody tries to dishonor him, you'll be cursed in Jamaica. He had no reason under earth and heaven to come to Jamaica than that I say, go to Jamaica. And I didn't change my mind. I said, go there. He was in the house when he came in. The roof has gone off and he was inside the hurricane. He was inside the hurricane. When he said, I said, you are just like Paul. The storm came to carry you away and so on. That's good. You are experienced. But I didn't change my mind. I didn't say, oh, come away from Jamaica. No. You've got to be careful. Look back. All of us who have rejected our fathers, rejected our mothers, rejected where you came from, spoken curses against who brought you into this world and how you came into this world, you'll not be looking doing well. You have to look to the place. Listen to me. Look at the verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Are you following after righteousness?
Yes.
It says, you that seek the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord?
Yes.
What should you do? Look unto the rock from whence you are healed. Look at the place where you are brought out, where God brought you out of. And in the UD, Shepherd House, you are supposed to look to your father carefully. Now, that's why somebody said, you know, one day I was visited by a philosopher. We had a short time to interact with him. And I told him that as part of the discussions, he made a comment about my preaching. That he made a comment that it was something that he liked and all that. Then I said, well, my preaching is quite simple. He said, yes, it's very simple. Then he made a comment. He said that it takes a colossal mind to notice the obvious. He said, I preach simple and obvious things, but it takes a colossal mind to notice the obvious. Yes, he was a philosopher. I was shocked. He said, what you are preaching is simple, but it takes a colossal mind to notice the obvious things that you are saying. Simple things you are commenting on, preaching about, it takes a big mind to see it. You would think that everybody noticed an obvious thing. And that's why I say, you may think that everybody will notice the rock from where you came from. One day I was preaching in Ghana and some Methodists heard me preaching. I don't think they were so happy. You know Methodist Church. Do you know one of my heroes? John Wesley. Yeah. Like, if I was to choose one man of God in the whole world who ever lived, I would choose John Wesley. Oh, yes, that's how much I appreciate if I was to choose one, just one person. Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't even choose Kenneth Hagin. If I have a choice to choose just one person. Yeah, like whom I see as like if I could be, do something like him. Yeah. I mean, that's from my limited vision. Yeah, that's how great. I said the Methodist Church would be far greater if they were to go back to John Wesley and behave the way he behaved or learn from him again. Yeah, they were not so happy with me. Because he's their father. But if they don't like him as a father, some of us will claim him as a father too. And add him to our list of fathers. You like John Wesley? Do you like John Wesley? Hey, Charlie. You like him? If you just join the UD cry, you can join us. All of us. You cannot go anywhere. Is there not Methodist Church here?
Yes.
You have Methodist Church here? Plenty. You can't go anywhere in the world and not find the fruit of John Wesley. Yeah, everywhere in the world. Everywhere. Everywhere there's of a man, not Paul, not Peter, John Wesley. Yes, a brand plucked out of the fire. Amazing. And I told them, if they were to look back to what he believed in and what he did, it's likely to help them. And many people are part of something and they are rather listening to other messages and they don't understand where they are from. So I want you to know that once you are part of this house, you have to know the direction to which to look. And you must be that. Now, for instance, when I'm preaching, I can see that people around here have listened to certain podcasts, but people from here have not listened to. Just this evening. Which people are these? St. Lucia. Yeah, like this section here. Like I make a comment, and I realize that this side knows, this side doesn't know what I'm talking about. Have you noticed that this evening? Yes. Like all this side, notice. No, I'm watching things as I'm praying. People, sometimes I look at people and they don't know that I'm looking at things. Yeah. Yeah. So which island is that? St. Lucia. Who is St. Lucia, Pastor? Yeah. All this side, they don't know what we are talking about. Like these people will say, when I say, I made a comment, I said something. People are not people. I said, people are not people. All these people knew people. These people don't know what is people are not people. All here, they don't know. Yes. All these people don't know what is people are not people. You know what is people are not people. But this side didn't know what is people are not people. And those at the back of this side also, you know, this side, the back of the side. This side, yeah. I don't know where they are going. Look at them. I don't know where they are going. So, it is important when you are a pastor, let your congregations, all of them, don't leave anybody. Sit down with them and connect them. Connect them to the rock from where the whole thing is coming from. Sit down practically with them. Help them to do it practically and connect. Put Makarios in every member's house. Tell them, this is your father. This is the rock where we are being dug out of. This is the rock. Yeah, this is the hole. This dirty hole is where we are coming from. This dirty hole, this foolish man, this is the man, this is where it's coming from. Yes. It helps them. It changes them. It changes everything. The whole church is changed. You see the songs you are singing as if it's a hymn. In Sydney, in Australia, it's the same as if it's a hymn. Everybody. Canada. And you can sense more as the people are connected more, then you see that they are more healed and more blessed. And you bring them to a camp. You say, come, let us go. You pay for them. Let's go. It's very important. Bring them to the rock. To the homecoming. To whatever it is. Look at the verse. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. The whole of the pit. Yeah. I visit my mother every week. Every week. For the last 30 years. every week on the same day at the same time. I never miss. That's the hole where I came from. That's my mother. Every week for 30 years since I've been married, I'm there. I will come there. I don't have anything to say, I will be there. Wow. Yes. Wow. There's a rock. From where I came out of. Yes. It's the one who has told me many things and advised me many things. My mother. Yes. And I thank God for my wife. That my wife is even more friendly and more closer to my mother. Oops. There are many wretched rebels who don't remember the corners from where God lifted them out of. Yes. And don't honor. And when you don't, what you don't realize that it makes you poor. It makes you poor. And makes you never to be honored. Because you don't honor anybody. And you don't look back. I went to a group that I used to belong to. And My wife went before me because she was going somewhere and I was also going somewhere. So she got there and I called her that I was coming. So when I got there, she was already, so I went to sit by her. When I got there, she told me, before you came, one of the founders of this group, which I used to belong to, came up to give a speech. And he said, Bishop Dag Iwuegbunosi is coming. I mean, I hear it's going to come. But he said, the thing that I like about him is that he will say that he belonged here. He will say that he used to do this. He will say that he used to, and I didn't know that. So when I came, as soon as I got there, so it's my turn to speak. When I went there, I started to say, I used to come here. I used to do this here. I used to do this here. When I came to say, my wife told me, the man said just before you came that this is what you do. This is what you say. And you came and did exactly that. The rock from where the hole, that's the group I was in. That's where I learned how to speak in tongues for hours. Wow. That's the rock from where I learned what I learned. And I never denied them in public or in private. I belong to them. It's my group. If you come to my office, you see the pictures of heroes in my life. All their pictures in my office. I owe my life to these rocks. You see all of them. Different individuals, characters. This person has done something for me. This person has done something. Each of them, they are pictures. I don't have pictures of politicians in my house. I have pictures of rocks and holes and pits from where I was dug out. Are you still around or you are leaving? Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that are seeking the Lord. You are seeking the Lord. He didn't say, look to the Lord whence you are hewn, and look to the Lord whole of the Lord whence you are digged from the Lord. No. You who are seeking the Lord, look to the rock, to the stupid hole, and that deep, dark pit, which is even despised. That hole is the hole where you came from, not even the Lord. Yeah? Look to the rock and the hole. You are seeking righteousness and the Lord. Go to the hole. You see, Bishop David, that's the hole. It may be a fool, but that's the fool you came out of. It may be a dark hole, but that's a dark hole you came out of. Honor him. Honor him with your life. Serve him. You will be a great person. Somebody will one day serve you. Remember that, all of you. Remember that. We didn't know anybody here. If it's not for certain people. Yes. They are great people. They are great people. Recently, somebody died. I don't know, in Trinidad or somewhere. Apostle Dodo came for a funeral. Who's funeral? Your grandfather. When he came to Trinidad, he stayed with your grandfather. Yeah. He called me. He said, I'm going to Trinidad for a funeral. I said, what are you going to do for Trinidad for a funeral? He said, when I came to Trinidad, I landed. This man took me. Stay in my house. And look after me. I heard that I want to be there to honor him. So, well, I don't know him. Huh?
He was very sick at that time, but he took him to the town to go and register the church. Put his name and his signature on the church registration for it to be registered.
As a director. Yes. When Apostle Dodo had it in Brazil, he said, I'm going to the hall. I know he did what?
He called me from when I was in DR, and he told me I'm going to try everything I can just to be there because nobody knows what your grandfather meant to me.
That's what he told you. Yeah. Who took my volume? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he spoke to me he called me every day up until the funeral for like a week, talking to me, telling me that he feels it as well. That he's trying everything he can do. He's trying to rearrange all of his meetings. He was not even in the capital. He was far inland. He said he has to try and come.
That's the hole. Wow. His grandfather is the hole from which the church here in the Caribbean started from. And we will not forget him. Amen. Sit down. You who are following righteousness, look unto the righteousness. No. Look unto the rock. You who are following the Lord, look to the Lord. No, look to the hole. Look to the hole. Which brought you to this world and established you. And have a colossal mind to notice the obvious things that are staring at you. Yes. Colossal mind. To start to notice the obvious simple things that are simply presented to you and be blessed. Amen. And I know God is going to do great things in your life. Amen. As you start looking direction. I want every pastor to make it your strong strong work to connect all your members. Don't leave them out. Let them also know the word, the songs, the people, the word, the podcast. Just do it. It's the wisest thing because your work becomes 10 million times easier. When you talk, the person says, oh, yeah, it's true. Don't talk again. I'm going to do it. I heard it yesterday in the podcast. So, Pastor, I know you are right. I know what you are saying. It's true. I'm sorry for what I said. You become a magical pastor. Your members will become autopilots and power steering. When you touch screen, when you touch, it just moves like this. It just moves like that. Don't leave any... You see, technology, you have to sit down with the members and say, bring your phone. Let me show you something called magic. It's called podcasts. I'll put it for you. You press it, bam, it's playing. So do it for the person. That's all. Listen to it. I never knew I could listen to messages on my phone. You know, because, you know, I've never used a computer all my life. I've never had a laptop. If you want to steal a laptop, I'm the last person. You never get one. You've chosen the wrong person. But I don't have such things. I had to have people to teach me how to listen to a preaching on my phone. But I didn't know that I could have preaching on my phone. Phone, this, all those things. Yeah, all new to me. I used to listen to cassettes. Yes, cassettes. Wow. So you have to sit down with your older members who were born before technology. BBT. And take their phones and show them how to do everything. And we are going to do that for everybody here. And take your time. So, Pastor Nana Kwame, is it your people who don't know the messages? It seems it's you. Where is the water for the pastor? Come. You have what? Apologizing to the pastor. Yes, he was apologizing. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry that I have to do this. So, who are those firing this guy? Who are those firing this guy? Wow. Sit down. The pastor has been forgotten. Many understand when he says, look to the hole, look to the rock, look to the pit. Now, do you know when he said, look to the pit, it's not something so beautiful. No, you see, this is the wonder. This is the mystery. It's not that it's perfect or that it is good. Who is good? Peter said, why look on us? As though by our own power or our own holiness, we have made this man to walk. So even Peter knew that he was not holy because he could remember the three times that he denied Jesus Christ. So he said, it's not by our own power or by our own holiness that we have made this man to walk. There is nobody who is using his power or his holiness, but he is the rock from where God dug you out. And it is appropriate and right for you to look there and learn something from there and see the obvious wonders that God is doing there. Is it amazing?
It's amazing.
Father, thank you for the blessing for everybody here and touching everyone's life and giving us the grace to look towards the rock from whence we are hewn to do your will. What a blessing, Lord. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, listen, I want us to do something before we close. Everybody, take out your phone. Take out your phone. Do you have, how many do not have podcasts on your phone? Or you don't even know what it is? Raise your hand. So we are going to do it for you right now. Just raise your hand. So many hands. Lift your hand, lift your hand, lift your hand. Yeah, you see, it's that section that did not. Yeah. How about this side? You all have it. Check your neighbor to see whether it's correct. Show your neighbor. Now, I want some people to go to this side and do it for them. No, over there. These people don't have. Raise your hand. They lifted their hand. Please go to them and help them to do it. No internet there, but do what they have to do without before the internet. Kwame, go there and help. Please lift your hand again. We are coming to help you to do it on your phone. Are you doing the podcast? What a blessing. How many are blessed today? How many feel that God has actually spoken to you, even though you have come for camps? You people who are in the camps, you are like passengers in a plane who are being told to put on your safety belt. You have been for many camps. Safety belt, they've told you these are the safety measures, but it's like you are a frequent flyer. So. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Look to the Lord. God is going to bless you. Amen. Father, thanks for your great blessing, your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.